Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Voters are going to get an opportunity to hear from some of the candidates for Omaha's mayor job. Three of the four candidates will be participating in a forum this evening. Incumbent Gene Stothert and challengers Ian Michelet and Heath Mello are going to participate in the community forum. Sadly, candidate Taylor Royal...
Not there.
So this isn't like the Republican debates where there was the first table. You remember the kids' table?
Oh gosh, yeah.
And then
that.
The adults' table because there are too many candidates.
Right. This is all in it. So it'll be Gene, Ian, and Heath participating in a community forum 6 o'clock tonight at the Community Engagement Center at UNO campus. I think I want to find out if it's going to be aired, because that's the deal, is that usually they will kind of, I guess, Omaha residents submitted questions for the forum, and then candidates have seen the questions beforehand, so there's no, like, gotcha moment. They all know what the questions are, and then each candidate gets 3 minutes to respond to the questions. So it's like public schools, the vision for Omaha, public interest on the neighborhood level. It's a free and open to the public. It's at the UNO campus, but I know everybody's been talking about this. I wish they were airing it. It would be nice to be able to tune in and see.
Is this the first happening. Of many?
I think
There's going to be more. You know, they have the, I wonder, I mean, time's running out because the election, the primary is April 4th.
Man, this is right around the corner here.
Yeah. And then the general is May 9th. I mean, we're not wasting any time getting in there and having this handled.
So you got Mr. Mello.
Yes.
Mr. Mello. And who's the other candidate that's going to be there?
Gene Stothert. Yeah. And then this challenger, Ian.
Ian.
Michael. I think maybe it's M-I-K-A-L-E. Michael.
Okay.
Mikhail. It might be.
We're not giving him the best launch.
No, that's why I feel bad. I'm just like, Ian, sorry.
Okay.
I'm unfamiliar with him.
Maybe it's Ian. No, I'm kidding, Molly.
It's E-A-N. So I would think that it's Ian. Okay. But Taylor Royal... who we have.
Ion.
We never knew an Ian until Ian Ziering from 90210.
But that
right?
was I-A-N.
Ian. Yeah.
Ian Ziering. He was eight.
I know, but I've known of people who've spelled it I-A-N and pronounced it Ian.
So do I.
Yep. That's the traditional pronunciation. Ion.
That's why it's so hard to come to America and have to learn how we speak.
Yeah.
Because we speak jib-jab and dumb blank.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
I mean.
But I don't pronounce it like that.
It could be Mikhail.
All right, let's
All right, we're good.
We're just saying.
We know what's going on. We're sorry.
No problem. Travel throughout the Northeast, whether it's by land, air, or sea, is essentially coming to a standstill in some areas this morning. Major late winter storm taking hold. FlightAware, that website, is reporting more than 5,900 flight cancellations so far. So if you were planning on heading anywhere or going to Epley this morning, you better double check and make sure that if your flight hasn't been canceled, if it's delayed. If you're able to catch a flight, there are also about 1,900 reported delays on the boards right now at airports across the country. About 50 million people in 8 states are under blizzard warnings. There are some areas of the Northeast that could expect anywhere up to 2 feet of accumulation.
Good loud, man.
Yep. Convicted murderer Anthony Garcia is going to undergo a competency evaluation at the Lincoln Regional Center. A judge ordered Garcia to undergo some psychiatric tests to find out whether or not he's mentally competent to face the death penalty.
Yesterday was the anniversary.
9 years ago. That's
9 years to the day.
Oh, my
was yesterday.
Lord.
Garcia is going to appear later this month before a 3-judge panel. They're going to decide if he will be facing the death penalty or life in prison for the murders of 4 people, 2 in 2008 and 2 in 2013.
So that was the story in the paper today, is Jeff Sherman, who, you know, shows up at the hearing and Garcia won't speak. He's saying, you know, look at him. He's got nothing to say. He goes, what it's about right now is the four people who lost their lives. And he showed the reporter an image of Shirley's tombstone.
Okay.
He said, look at the final date. I'm not happy to have that kind of display from Garcia in court on this day today. Makes it very frustrating. It's time he mans up and faces the music. And that's the deal. I mean, for her, it ends March 13th, 2008. This guy still gets to be around.
It's heartbreaking, man.
Yeah. A new report projecting that passage of the Republicans' American Health Care Act would result in 14 million people losing health coverage next year. The report is from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. They say that the number of uninsured will grow to 21 million in the year 2020 and 24 million by the year 2026. They also are projecting that the average premiums will go up prior to 2020 compared to the Affordable Care Act, or otherwise known as Obamacare. But the result, lower premiums afterwards. Now, the report projects that the GOP bill will reduce federal deficits by $337 billion between now and 2026.
I mean, I assume this bill will be written by the medical lobby just like the last bill was, right? I mean,
they're not behind it. The AMA, the American Medical Association, the Hospital Association, everybody
is against it. This is such a bad thing. I wish we would all, as a government, just get everybody get together somehow and find the happy medium everywhere and just get it out there so we can have it. You know, instead of putting it on one shoulder and turn it down the other shoulder, why can't we figure it out together? It's sad.
Because I think it's impossible to write that bill. There's no way to please everybody.
Then we shouldn't write it then. I mean,
and it's I think it's the largest lobby. I don't think there's any more lobbyists in D.C. than healthcare.
Well, so, I mean, the issue is that the healthcare community doesn't like this bill either. So, I mean, this isn't like a product of the lobby saying, I mean, this...
Well, they still always have their hands in it. I mean, they're not...
Oh, I'm sure that there's... I mean, listen, interest groups are interest groups. That's what they how they make their bread and butter. But my point is that this is not something that they're pleased with either. I mean, just as much as the American people are like, what is this thing? And members of Congress are like, what is this bill? People in the healthcare community are like, this isn't good for us either. So I don't know if they're going to have to just go back to the drawing board and figure something out.
Probably.
Well, that was the original debate that Trump said. I could let Obamacare die on its own. It's a terrible bill and it will die. But he was trying to say that that was cruel to people who have been put on health care. Remember, people just got put on Obamacare how long ago? How long has, what has been the life?
2008? What was it? 2000?
When it, oh, wow. Was it that long?
The original rollout of
I want to say
the
a few
Affordable
years
Care
ago.
Act. Remember Affordable Care Act 2009, maybe?
The website didn't work. Yeah, remember all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, no it had ready. A bumpy, yeah.
Just
I mean,
like this one will. You know, just every, it's just going to be bumpy until, well, you know. So anyway.
Yeah.
That's the deal, I guess.
Facebook is now expressly prohibiting companies and organizations from using its services for surveillance. The social media giant announced updated policies for Facebook and Instagram yesterday. The updates bar developers from, quote, using data obtained from us to provide tools that are used for surveillance. This change follows the ACLU investigation that found social media monitoring companies sold their services to law enforcement agencies that targeted people through Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And California.
By the way, it was March of 2010. March of 2010 was when we put it in.
Finally got it in. Baby boomers are the NCAA tournament gets underway tonight. The start of the first four in Dayton, Ohio. New Orleans faces Mount St. Mary's. It's a matchup of 16 seeds. Wake Forest, Kansas State, at a battle of 11 seeds. So the winner of the New Orleans Mount St. Mary matchup.
I can't hear
on.
Mount St. Mary's without thinking Mount St. Helens, like the volcano that
I know.
Blew up.
I know.
North of Seattle.
Well, so this is our first bout in the men's basketball. Creighton men's Blue Jay, they got
by
a,
the way, the winner of Mount St. Mary in New Orleans gets Villanova.
Right.
the defending national champs.
So whoever, it's like, well, I hope you had fun that first game.
Yeah, I guess just making it in is unless a big deal, a you know.
Bracket buster, really, you know, there are those rando ones.
You never know who's going to win in these games. I mean, you really don't.
All of a sudden, Villanova has one bad game and they're out.
And they did the other day. They almost lost against Seton Hall, you know, so I guess we'll see.
It could happen. But Creighton is going to be, Creighton men's basketball, they're going to be going up against Rhode Island on Friday. And that's going to be airing on TBS. And then the Creighton women's basketball team earned a 7 seed in the 2017 NCAA Division Women's Basketball Championship, and they're going to be playing Friday as well. First round tournament in Oregon, and they're going up against Toledo.
Yeah, there's a lot of basketball going. I think NIT starts today too. So
today, the world is celebrating Pie Day. I love Pie Day.
Not the pie that everybody wants, but the nerd pie that...
Mathematical
we
pie.
We talk about every year.
Yeah, but you know what? Why doesn't Denny's or what's the other one? Who
Jeff,
makes
they
pie?
Do. That's what's, they do. This is what's ridiculous, is that it is...
So they they're pushing pies today.
They're pushing pies. Pizza
Village
places
Inn,
are pushing pies.
I would imagine Village Inn's pushing pie.
Pizza pie.
Yep. You can celebrate Pie Day even if you're not a math whiz. A bunch of businesses are taking advantage of Pie Day. They're offering discounts on pizza pie, you know, fruit pie,
meat pie,
cream pie.
A meat pie, is that a thing? What do I think?
Meat
shepherd's
pies,
pie?
Yeah,
like
they
a
have meat pie.
Shepherd's meat pie. That just sounds delish.
Yeah, like they have them they, in England, they call them like pasties, where it's like they're like the meat tucked into like a hand pocket type
that
of deal.
Sounds good, girl.
Mm-hmm. So happy
so pie is what, 3.14?
3.14. It goes on to infinity, but it's frequently, 3.14. So hence today, three.
And give us a little history. You got any other nerd facts about pi?
No, I mean, it's the circle's circumference, mathematical ratio of the circle's circumference to its diameter. Pi technically extends infinitely. It goes 3.14159, so on, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Remember on your calculator, just...
Yeah, just keep going.
Just
pie, celebrate with a pizza pie,
I love Pie Day. I've been to a Pie Day party before.
What do you guys do?
They served pie. They had like pot pie for dinner and some.
What year
pie
was that? When was that?
Oh, God, back in like pre-kids,
pre-Peter. You have parties all the time. Why don't you have a pie
before,
party?
This is before your husband?
Oh, yeah, this is before my husband.
So it's just a lot of single people?
Sure.
Eating pie.
And then the only problem is just keep the cats out of the pie.
Because otherwise you'll have hair in your pie.
There's going to be a lot of cats.
You know, I'll tell you what, pie is so much better without hair in it.
Oh, I'm sure there was plenty of hairy pie. I mean, hairs in the pie from the cats.
You bet. That's Molly's
at
pie.
At a pie party. Pie's at a single lady pie
cats.
Party.
It wasn't single lady. It was actually a married couple. A married couple that threw it. I was single.
Hair this is what?
Well, you knew you weren't going to fall in love with Prince Charming that night. Molly didn't shave her legs before the pie party. But then you never know when you're going to meet the right guy. Like, that's when it sneaks up on you. Molly thought she was not going to have to shave legs or put makeup on that night at the pie party. And maybe there was a good-looking dude there.
Well, Jeff, this next story is for you before we go.
Oh,
you know, if you think that you're nice, if you may consider yourself to be a nice person, guess what? You're not.
Yeah, we all
you're
know
not
that.
Nice. Participants in a study were given a list of nice behaviors and asked which ones they do. And a lot of times people think that they're way nicer than they are.
Let's hear the list.
Things like holding doors for strangers.
I do that all the time.
In public transportation, giving directions to strangers.
I don't give up seats. I don't take public transportation, but I feel like if I was on a bus or a train in Chicago and there was a pregnant woman someone having a hard time standing, I would probably give up a seat, I think.
Hypothetical.
I haven't done it yet, but I'm sure I would.
I would save people from burning buildings, too.
But then...
You're not very nice!
Keep going, Molly. What else?
So researchers found that people who rated themselves as nice were likely to be richer and happier, but not necessarily nicer.
Huh.
They say nice participants, they may think that they were nice, but almost three times the number of not very nice participants. Apparently, just because you think you're nice and you think you're doing good stuff doesn't necessarily mean on the rating scale that you end up being stacking up to be a nice person. I don't know. I mean, I think that everybody hopes that they're being nice. You hope that you're doing the right thing when faced with it. You know, whether it's helping somebody with some heavy shopping bags, but like giving money to strangers.
Isn't it the slogan from the TV show The Real World? To find out what happens when people stop being polite and start getting real. Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't that the nice? There's a difference between nice and real. Sometimes nice is phony.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I think nice can be phony. So, I guess, depending on what it is, though.
We were even projecting our niceness, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
We were like, I would totally hold doors for pregnant ladies if it ever happened.
And then come back to, no.
Such a nice guy in future land.
No, I'm saying that I've never had the opportunity, but I'm sure I would give up a seat.
You know? What if
See,
you
that's
wouldn't,
the
you
deal.
Scoundrel? You don't know.
You don't know.
Your
this
future,
is my nice.
Your future version of yourself
That's
is
my
such
future
a
nice.
Charming gentleman.
Now, you're not being very nice
you
now.
You have hurt me today.
I'm being real, man.
I guess you're right.
Stop being polite. The real world.
All right, Molly, is that it?
That's your news All update right. on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Where can we get that free pie, by the way, for people who are now hungry?
You don't know her address?
Discount pies.
Oh, my
saying.
Gosh.
It's going to be
party.
Discount pies.
823. I don't know where the pies are going to be given out. I just saw that there's some few things going on.
Like Village Inn and stuff are tying in for it.
I am sure they are. They always do. I'll drum up a list.
Hey, this is Ed Sheeran. Want to see me perform live?
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Sheeran, going to be in town. September 12th, my friends.
Let's hear some Ed, man.
Show. It's going to be a great show. I can guarantee it. I was listening to the album this week, and man, it is a really solid album. If you want this...
It's not like workout music.
No, it's actually...
Like you're not on the treadmill running to Ed Sheeran.
I would say it's more like relaxing vacuuming music.
Relaxing vacuuming or nice bump music on ABC's The Bachelor.
Yeah. On a very special... Anything. Right. Seasons Crossings.
Yeah. What was that show we all used to watch where they were in the hospital? Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
The last That'd 5 minutes of every Grey's Anatomy.
Would be this.
Touching through a door. Oh, if I could only.
The beeping.
Crying
the
as you're beep. Taking off the scrubs. That person should have lived.
Touching yeah. through the door. Oh, my God. Boy. How many times do they use that?
Oh, all if right. only I'd open the door.
Hello. What's your name?
Hi, this is Liz.
Hi, Liz. Tell us about yourself.
What do you want to know?
Are you in love?
Are you in love? Yeah, that's a good question. You in love?
No, I am not in love.
Oh, you got
Have you ever been in love?
Yes.
Oh, you have. What did it feel like?
sunshine and butterflies.
Ooh.
And then did it turn out to be a lie?
Sure.
Right. She's like, whatever's going to give you the tickets. Right.
Just
listen.
Get us through the deal. All right, you won tickets. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. You could take a best friend, or maybe you could take a date.
Hey, Jeff, hey, you sing already.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll already be there.
Yeah.
What's that?
What's that?
She's like, or I can take my son.
Oh, you take your son.
That's
All
a better
right,
date.
Love.
There you go.
That's a good date.
How old's your son?
Yeah. He will be 13 in May.
Oh, my goodness.
Has he ever been to a concert before?
Yeah.
Oh,
which one?
Yeah, we've been to let's see, we went to Imagine Dragons, Maroon 5. He really wants to go to Coldplay. That's the other big one he wants to go.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There's still time to save him.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Oh, come on now.
Get him into good music.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, all right.
Well, you're in, dear. Congratulations. All right, hold on.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for listening.
There
putting
you
up
go.
With our dumb questions. This will be a pretty must-have ticket.
You bet. 10 o'clock on Friday, they go on sale. Don't forget, I know it's St. Patty's Day, so you want to kind of stay sober or whatever the case is before they go on sale. That way you can get the ticket.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, wake up. The best way to wake up. Wake up.
Well, I don't know if it was just an attempt to save their relationship or maybe just a move to bring them closer, but Brad and Angelina got symbolically binding tattoos just months before they called things off.
So it doesn't. Apparently, they didn't work.
Yeah.
Months before Angelina Jolie filed for divorce from Brad Pitt, the couple reportedly received a set of tattoos in Cambodia, symbolically bind them as husband and wife. So both Brad and Angelina sat for the body art while she was in Cambodia filming that latest movie that she just directed. I guess they had her, she had like her tattoo guru. It's this ex-Thai monk, and he does the tattoos in this old school, painful, it's called the handheld method. It like they tap using like bamboo and tiny needles. It just sounds like absolutely her back. I just saw a picture. There are all these photos and there's a back shot of her and it's just beet red.
Yeah,
like, this has to be so painful. She got hers all over her back, a whole new panel of all sorts of like cool new symbols. And then I don't know what Brad got, but his was on his stomach apparently.
Man, we got tattoos, Molly.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's dedication to what we do.
Was it sweaty? Was it hot and sweaty?
I was sweating to death.
You get nervous. You don't know how it's going to hurt. Of course, ours wasn't the prison version. What do they call the tap method? What's it called?
Handheld. It's like the handheld method where you watch it and it's a long, like it's almost like a long piece of bamboo, maybe it's two feet long.
It's like the Native American.
All my preconceived notions all went out the door. It was like a clean glue gun.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they have to change the tip every time and it was...
But how many needles
did
that?
Nothing.
I know, it was awesome. I didn't realize that either. They had like 8 needles or
they
what?
Have different tips, yeah.
Going at the same time. I'm like, well, that's awesome.
Depending on, and so they'll change the needle for like fill. Mm-hmm. So let's say it's
shading.
A huge, let's say we're getting Molly's face on our chest.
Which I already have.
On our left
Thank
pec.
You.
Yeah.
We're gonna use the smaller needles, like the tighter pattern for drawing her face.
Uh-huh.
And then we want to fill in the beard. We put in the big one.
And right.
And
my just full on just
kind of my pancake nipple is her nose.
Ooh.
I don't understand. That doesn't make any, doesn't make any sense.
It is. It's your
I
nose.
Mean, I could understand if it was like a mole on my cheek or something, but I don't know why it would be my nose.
Oh, well, I don't
your
know either.
Your pancake nipple.
I don't know.
We didn't say it was pretty or well thought
no,
out.
No, it's not.
I never said it was
That's
nice.
Why now party isn't ever nude.
Yeah. I can't ever do it. Last night, love is real, even if Brad and Angelina can't make it work, because Nick, the bachelor, got engaged. Man, 4 TV attempts didn't stand in the way of this guy getting on his knee.
And he chose Vanessa over Raven.
I want to know from a super fan.
Vanessa.
Give us a call. Are you happy with this particular man? No one's really said much, but everybody's secretly watching.
So Vanessa over Raven,
Both.
Right?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they had Rachel, who's the one that everybody likes, came out and they introduced some of the bachelors to her because she's the bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
Most people can't wait for her, the one good person.
Right.
How do you get on the damn show?
You audition. You send in an audition tape.
And you know, a lot of these women say they were approached.
Now
you hear
that
theme now with reality shows,
that's
like The Voice and America's Got Talent. They're like, somebody called me.
That's right.
They're saying that's what's happening with these
shows
now.
YouTube and stuff.
Yep.
But I wonder if that works for something like this, because
well,
you would have to basically
We had a contestant from Omaha once that was on The Bachelor. Her mom sent her in.
Nominated her.
Oh, and sure enough, she got in there. All you need is video of some sort. Hey, my daughter's or son or friend or whatever the case is this person.
You'd have to take off work, right? And then, but it's basically, don't you think everybody chalks it up to it's a vacation? You get this whirlwind vacation.
Whirlwind. Sure.
So if you could put up with not revealing too much about yourself, like
if you could put up a guard, if you could guard yourself against. Because that would be my one concern is that, you know, if you're a decent person and you're just going in it for like, hey, I'm just looking for fun. Like, I think like you could really lose your anonymity and your life.
Yeah.
I mean,
you
got to
be really searching for something like, hey, I've been this, I've done this, I did this. And you know what? I can't find that right person that makes me feel the way my friend feels when he looks at his woman or
but
man.
But I'm saying,
whatever.
Do you think to try out for the show, you're just saying all the right things? We're saying,
Probably.
Would any genuine, would we recommend any person we care about to go on that show?
No.
I don't think you would go far if you guarded yourself. I think you have to be.
No, I think that's the thing they know.
The gal who's crying each week.
Yeah. Sort of a train wreck. Big Bang Theory, the spinoff is officially coming to CBS. I guess it's a new series called Young Sheldon, and it's going to focus on a younger version of Jim Parsons, you know, Emmy Award winning character, Sheldon Cooper.
I'm sure he would love today because it's pie holiday.
Pie day!
Is the Big Bang Theory breaking up?
No, this is this is a spinoff. They're not breaking up. This is like a prequel.
Does he have time to do both?
He won't have to do both. That's the thing. It's a
It's
a younger Sheldon. It's called Young Sheldon. So somebody else is completely cast as him as a kid. Okay. And then, you know, like, I guess, who is it? Ian Armitage is playing Sheldon Cooper, a young Sheldon Cooper. Mm. And then a bunch of people are cast as like his parents and stuff. So he's living with his family
sure
in East Texas.
Ian?
And
Ian
it might be Ian. I-A-I-N.
Ian. Maybe it's Ian.
Maybe it's Ian.
Or
maybe it's Ian. Or maybe it's just
there we go
the young
again.
Sheldon Deja Cooper.
Vu. Who's this lucky kid? He's an American theater actor and child actor.
He's in Big Little Lies right now on HBO.
Okay.
So that's whatever he's doing on HBO is his big gig right now. And Dave Franco, the brother of James Franco, mm-hmm. is officially married.
I don't even know who the hell that is.
Who's Dave Franco? Yeah, you do.
He's been in a ton of movies and he didn't realize that he was, I didn't put it together until like a year ago that he was Franco's brother.
He's so cute. He's such a little weasel.
He has that same kind of idiot expression. Okay.
Did you ever see Now You See Me?
You know what?
Remember the
they have
the
Now You See Me 2 on. Yeah, absolutely.
He's in that.
This guy party. Look at his picture.
I know that guy. That's him?
That's him. He's James Franco's little brother, Dave.
How come James Franco isn't the lesser Franco? Jeez, that guy's a good looking dude.
I know, he's good, but you know what? He's like 5 feet tall.
That got weird, didn't it?
You're like, he needs to be the A-list. You're like, okay.
Yelled that out loud a little bit too much.
But he got married to Allison Brie, that cutie from Community.
Yeah.
She's adorable. They are officially married. I guess they recently tied the knot. No other details about the wedding have been revealed.
He is a good looking
dude.
They
got engaged back in 2015. I guess they met at a Mardi Gras parade back in 2011. She's adorable.
Allison Brie, so
I love her. Yeah.
You guys didn't go down the rabbit hole of Mad Men, but she is one of the wives in Mad Men.
She is?
And you would have never known it. Yeah, the guy with the bad hair.
Really? Okay.
Should know his name, but he's one of the main characters. Don Draper always yelling at him. That's his wife that he divorces early on in the show, but she never goes away. Like he's, and
she's
I had
so
no
young.
Idea that she looked like this in real life.
Oh my lord! Up. Yeah, she's buttoned up like you would be back in those
she's
days.
She's really cute on Community.
Oh my god, she's a knockout.
You should see her on Mad Men.
But, you know, she also, Allison Brie is a comedian. You know, we've talked to Katie O'Brien from Teachers. Allison Brie is one of the producers on that show.
Are you sure it's not Brie?
It's Brie.
Okay.
I'm sure about that. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right. I didn't know she was a comedian, though. Wow.
Yeah, she's done a lot of comedy work. She was in Get Hard with...
That sounds like dirty work
no,
to
no,
me.
No, 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 with Will Ferrell. She was on Community.
Okay.
Sleeping with other people. I just didn't realize that she and James Franco were a couple. That's just like totally random.
Yeah. All right, 402-938-9400. That's in the show. We'll take your call. Got someone home. We'll get to you in a second. It's 8:53, your high day, about 31. Tomorrow we're going to see about 40.
She played Trudy Campbell.
Okay.
So if you ever watch Mad Men, Pete Campbell is the guy with the bad hair. One of the main guys. Trudy Campbell was the wife. That's Allison Brie. She's awesome.
Adorable.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1. The Big Party Morning Show.